Vest novina. Master Swaha, thank you for being here for us. Thank you for being here for me. I remember the first time I met you. I got into a serious feverish state, like a dream. I lost the usual orientation. That's good that you lose your orientation when you meet me, because you don't know where you're going anyway, no? Nobody knows where they are going, no? That is part of what the master has to do. To stop you, then spin you around, and you don't know what is happening, and then push you that this direction, like that. Don't think. I just got attracted by the light. The fear was great, but great was the attraction also. The attraction to you, the attraction to this place. These things will always come up, you know. The fear is from the mind. Yeah, because the mind is always holding on to that which is known. The mind doesn't want any change, it wants it safe. Safe means boring. That's how the mind would like it. That's how you can function from 9 to 5 the whole life. Bah. You don't want to be disturbed. Because when you get disturbed, that means change, no? But your heart is attracted. So this is the old fight. There is no heaven and hell, it's only the head and the heart. Heart is heaven, and the head is hell. If the heart reclaim its place, that you become settled in yourself, in your heart, in your truth, then the mind functions perfectly, because it functions as a servant to the heart. But if the mind is the boss, which the situation is for most people, then it's no good. Because then the poor heart cannot live then. So this is the difference. The fear was great, but great was the attraction also. Yeah, luckily you had this spark in you that you were longing for something, for the light. Since this dark winter, when I was driving almost every weekend from Oslo to Dharma Mountain to get a fresh touch of the remembrance of you, since then, there has been a revolution inside. I feel the real, the authentic part of me, and is beginning to move. It is standing up. Yes. If it's asleep, it cannot stand up, no? When you wake up, then you get up, no? That's how it is. You have to wake up, then you wake up, then you stand up, then you walk. Then you go outside and you see something very exciting, then you start running. That's it. I see it because it's happening like this. When the other part of me plays games and moves me towards chaotic situations, this authentic part in me says no. Yes. The more awareness we get, the more conscious we get, the easier it is to catch that. You really have to follow that insight, because you will be tempted many times to be unconscious. It's much easier to be unconscious than to be conscious. You have to train yourself. That takes willpower, it takes awareness, it takes understanding. Then comes a day where this old part, this old mind, doesn't disturb you, because you have shown who is in charge. But that might take time. So now what is left? The unknown and the small and big surprises. Yes. Are you ready for the unknown? What?
Yes.
I'm a little deaf. How does it feel to say yes? Don't think. It's not thinking. I said, how does it feel? Yes. Yes.
Here.
From here, no?
Yeah.
Yeah? You cannot think about that. It just feels good, no? So just say yes. Yes. And when you say yes, what do you do then? Then you smile. You don't have a serious face. Say yes, you smile. Yes, like that. Like you've been eating chocolate pudding, and you smile. Yes, like that. So you have to get these parts of you in harmony. Now you know the yes, but you still have this serious face. That is no good. You have to say yes, then you have to smile. Show everybody, yes. Yes, I'm listening to my heart now, yes. That is the unknown. That is the unknown. You're showing a different side of yourself. That say yes, that doesn't get tricked in to the bullshit, to the mind, to the games, to seriousness, to depression, to doubt. No, you stay clear. Basta. Okay. Thank you. Love, Navina. Very good, Navina. Ivan. Cynthia. Malini. You came together? No? Did you drive, Ivan? No? Flying, no? That's it. Here also, we fly already. Why drive if you can fly? No, that's it. That's the. You got it right. Beloved Swaha, thank you for this beautiful opportunity and this beautiful retreat, a golden possibility to go deeper with you and the dancing hearts of the Sangha. Thank you for bringing me back to being alive, to waking me up from my slumber sleep, and for bringing my passion for living back. It is such a precious gift. Sometimes I see myself doing and saying things I would never believe I could say, leaving me cracked up in laughter and joy, feeling so liberating and freeing, so much life energy that I normally hold back. It's amazing. This is what I'm trying to show you all the time here. How much you hold back. Just feel how it is to hold back, and then feel how it is to open up, to let go. What a difference. Just the thought of it. It is a precious gift, because our whole habit is to be in control, to hold ourselves back, to behave. Then, of course, it is a time where you don't know how you're going to react, how you're going to be. You might go crazy. So this is a safe place to go crazy, to let that madness out, to empty you out, so you again can function in harmony with the whole. That you don't have any ideas. Thank you for bringing me back to being alive. Yes, yes, Shivan, you are alive. And you know how easy it is to go into the slumber, no? Because that is the habit. The deeper you go, the more you will understand. Many times when people come and they think everything is fine. We already know. Just give me certificate of enlightenment and everything is fine. No. It's hard to wake up. It's a different kind of awareness that has to come up in you, that you start investigating yourself, challenging yourself, looking at yourself. Sometimes I see myself doing and saying things I would never believe I could, leaving me in laughter and joy, feeling so liberating and freeing. Yes, because when you let go, when you're in that space, you don't care what you say. You're just a hollow bamboo. That's how we all should be. But of course, in the beginning, everybody is afraid because it might not be nice things that comes out. Why? Because you've been holding back so much anger, so much fear, so much violence, so much jealousy. So that is natural. So this is what you have to empty out consciously. When you are in balance, cleaned out all your poisons, then everything will happen spontaneously, beautifully. It's just that you've been gathering so much garbage that you don't really need. And that is a burden. And that is what you have to keep control over. Not the good things, not your spontaneous self, not your divine self, but all the negative things that will spill out. So understanding that, you will help yourself to unburden yourself. And only then can meditation start, can a natural way of living start. So don't hold back your own process. That's what I mean when I say don't get in your own way. So much life energy that I normally hold back. It's amazing. Yes. Because we're so used to try to fit in. Fit in to this plastic society, this robot society. So of course you will get tense, because you are a living human being with a heart. You have to get tense to fit in. The society is made more for machine, not for living conscious people. So this is how it is. You have to wake up to see, and you have to function on many different levels. You have a responsibility over yourself, no? Think, feel, investigate, see what is real and what is not. That is the sheep mentality, no? Don't let anybody tell you what is good. Question them. This is part of my work. You are lucky because I get you out from your slumber here. This is the morning time. Good morning. Wake up. Hello. Like that. But you are very lucky. Not many people have that. If I look into my life from this space, I can see that my so-called spiritual search often gets very serious, only to make the illusion of my cage stronger, instead of perhaps enjoying my cup of tea. Yes. And that is also something that has been there so long, that this seriousness is almost in our bones, and also in the spiritual, in a religious sense. Before, it was very serious. But there's no need. So it's very good that you see this pattern, but you have to be aware of it, because everybody has this seriousness. And then you miss out on life then. If somebody is in tune with life, then you are alive. If you are in tune with that, you are sleeping, serious, boring. That's, hello, does it sound true or what? But the slumber is much more easy. It's much more easy to just be stagnant, no change. Now, all the mystics are trying to wake you up in different ways. Of course, before, if they belong to different groups or different religion, then they have to play also these rules of the society. Now the world gets much smaller, everything is open. And special people in the West, you can see. You don't belong to any religion anymore. So it's much easier to break free. But it's always been serious. And if you have too much fun, then feel guilty. God is watching. Even in your bathroom, he's watching through the keyhole. Hello. So serious. And then maybe their parents, when you were little, you were not allowed to laugh. You are not allowed to play. It sits very, very deep in many people. It's almost impossible to get them to laugh. They are forgotten, like the mechanism, the whole body. It's never been ha, 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 ha. You have to practice again. It's unnatural to be happy. No, it's the other way. You are unnatural. So that's why you need an overdose of this to loosening up, just to become normal again. That's what it is. It's an antidote, which is much, much better than Prozac, believe me. The doctor just gave you Prozac, no? So So that's the art, to get out of the seriousness and just enjoy a cup of tea and the small things in life, no? Sometimes the mind comes more like a subtle wave, like a breeze, and the very impulse to go with it is so ingrained, so fueled by the thought of the other. Yes. This ingrainedness, this is how it is, because you think you are like that. That's what we mean by being a machine, a robot, no? You don't know. And then maybe afterwards, then people reflect, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have responded like that. I shouldn't have said that. So how come you said it then? Because you are a robot. You did and said and went somewhere that you didn't want to do. That the more you look at yourself, the more you see you really have to put your energy into it. It's very, very hard to wake you up. Other times, the mirror of life doesn't influence me so much as if I move from a still point inside. Yes, this is these two things. You have both, and the whole journey is to go out of that robotness and be more and more in recognizing that you are this still point inside. That is untouched by whatever goes on. Then you can function also. But you don't take it serious. You know it is a role. You're coming from that still point. That is the art of living. I remember this silent, still point from the space in my childhood, but I slowly disappeared and I only started to remember it again when I met a crazy beautiful master named Swaha. Yes. This beautiful space of your innocence, of your silent point, of your inner child is still there, no? But it's forgotten, no? That's the sad thing. And remember what Jesus said. He said something that is the truth, that you have to be like a child, become like a little child, to enter into my kingdom of God. That's what he said. This is exactly what he meant. You have to regain your innocence. You have to be alive, fresh. That when I met a crazy, beautiful master named Swaha, who knows the language of the heart, showering his grace and beauty over us, his golden rain of bliss and love. Yes, that is my nature, to shower that, but you have to make an effort to wake up. Sometimes it feels like this powerful energy enters my body and takes over my whole being, leaving me unable to move a single muscle in my body. Yes. Feeling transparent, as if all sounds move through me. Everything stops, and even the movement in the mind slows down. Thank you for these beautiful glimpses. I love you, at your feet, Shivani. Yeah, know the whole things you want to know. When you had the glimpse, then you know. That changed everything. No, let it become seeing, not only glimpse. All the time, seeing that, no? The glimpse is like you open a door and then you close and then, wow! And then how to open the door, no? Open the door, not only open the door, enter and see everything there. That's how it is. The Sufi says you have 10,000 veils in front of your eyes. You have to, the master goes on removing, 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 removing. You get the glimpse of wow. But then you know, that changed everything. Then you know. And that's how many times it is, because the energy, that divine energy, the cosmic energy, is so big that I'm amazed how it's possible to function from that place. Many times I'm totally a pudding, and especially when I have retreats, because then I function a lot out of that space. And many people who have been physically close to me and are physically close to me, they know that. It's almost like they have to take me home in a wheelbarrow, then put me on the sofa like that. Because it's very powerful and the body is very, very small compared to that. It's like stuffing an elephant into a mouse. What happened to the mouse? It's a miracle that one is still there. But this is how it is. Get out of that seriousness, because it's been so long in everybody, and then you miss them. The first thing, change your negativity, your sleepiness, into positiveness, into energy, no? Only then you can start living, and that is only the beginning, no? How is Bodhi doing? He's here or in the north? Trondheim. If you, when you talk to him, say that I mentioned that, what, I missed the birthday party this year. What happened? Last year we enjoyed a lot, no? He must also miss that, no? Tell him, I haven't forgotten already. We will catch up, okay? Why are you laughing? We can have many things to be serious about, no? Should we try? Where's Devadasa? Ah, there you are. You're looking behind you? Devadasa asked her, where's Devadasa? And then she looked. It's like, I thought I saw her hair somewhere. My God, what's happening to my people? Devadas, do you see her? Hmm? Devadasi was a bit worried. Rahi, he's sitting there also. You see him. Because Rahi is on the bottle sometimes. He's Irish. So Devadasi was worried. She wrote to me some years ago that because she has a trauma, because people in her family was on the bottle, and she has seen what it can do, you know, which is a serious thing. You know, alcoholics is all over the place, no? So then she was very Rahi, like, hello, Baba, which way is this guy going, you know? And I said, I don't know, but the only hope is I serve something that is better, that is more intoxicating. And you don't you don't get any. You don't get any hangover of it. So don't be worried. But then I heard that Rai and Devadasi was home one night having dinner. And everything was pretty harmonious. But after a few glasses of wine, Rai started crying passionately. I love you. I love you. I don't know how I could ever live without you. Devadasya looked at him very suspiciously and asked, is that you talking or is it the wine talking? Rai looked at her, surprised, and said, it was me talking to the wine. So, you could worry, but there's no need to worry here. I heard, because when I told you also, which I shouldn't, that even in Assisi, I heard some problem with Rai from the local, I know what you did in the church there. And now I heard just a few weeks ago on a Saturday, and very close here down in Nes, we have a Mudita's potato shop, which turns into a bar also on Saturday night. Mudita's Potato Inn and Bar, it's called. Where's Mudita? Hmm? Why are you so careful there? And Medita thinks you don't have enough potatoes served here in Dharma Mountain. So just give you a hint, make more potatoes. Otherwise you all the time go down in there to the potato factory. So outside Medita's potato club and bar, which had some rumors now from the local police that something is happening there. And I think it's because after Rai came, people are staggering around there, especially in the weekend. And he always managed to get some people, some weak souls with him. So on that Saturday, the local police patrol was parked outside the potato club and bar late in the evening, when they were going to close, the police officer noticed Rahi leaving the bar so apparently intoxicated that he could barely walk. Rahi was stumbling around the parking lot for a few minutes, and the police officer was quietly observing it from his car, hidden in the distance. After what seemed like an eternity, Rahi, when he tried the keys in 5 different vehicles on the parking lot, Rahi managed to find his car and just fell into it. He sat there for a few minutes, totally numb, just looking out the window. And a number of other people from the restaurant leaving, and they drove off. Finally, Rai started the car, switched on the wipers, woof, 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 woof. But it was a fine, dry summer night. The policeman's like, my God, this guy. Then he flicked on the blinkers, boop, 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 boop. On and off a couple of times. Then he started honking the horn and then switched on the lights again. He moved the vehicle forward a bit, then reversed, went backward a bit, a little bit here, a little bit there, then tried to turn around, and then stopped again, remained still for a few more minutes. And some or more people, visitors from the Meditas Club, left. At last, when he was the only car left in the parking lot, he pulled out, drove slowly down the road. The police officer, been waiting patiently for this moment, started up his patrol car, put on the flashing light, and promptly pulled the Rahi over. Here, try this, the breath analyzer test. To his amazement, the breath analyzer indicated no evidence that the Rahi had consumed any alcohol at all. Totally dumbfounded, the officer said, I have to ask you to come accompany me to the police station in Hønefoss. This breath analyzer equipment must be broken. I doubt it, said Rahi. Tonight, I'm the designated decoy. All my drunk friends is safe at home. That was one of the few times he wasn't drunk. You know, Mukunda's mafioso family, home in Sicily, one of his uncle, he's a deaf man, poor guy, but he's an accountant that works for one of the biggest mafia families in Sicily. You know your uncle, no? Yeah. Yeah. My God. One day, the godfather was checking out the books and notices that there is $1 million missing. He calls a meeting with the deaf accountant and a sign language translator. Mamma mia, there is $1 million missing. Where is it? Asked the mafioso. Translator says, there is $1 million missing. The boss wants to know where it is. The deaf accountant signs over to the translator. What? What? I have no idea what he's talking about. Translator says to the boss, he says he doesn't know what you are talking about. the mafia boss says to the translator, I'm going to ask one more time, where is the money? The translator says to the deaf accountant, he's asking one more time, where is the money? Mukunda's uncle replies to the translator through the signs, seriously, I don't know what he's talking about. $1 million, I don't know. Translator says to the boss, he says he seriously doesn't know what you are talking about. The boss is now infuriated, so angry. He slams his fist down on the table, points a gun to the accountant's head, and he tells the translator, tell this motherfucker I blow his brains all over this desk if he doesn't tell me where the money is right fucking now. Translator, frantic, signs to the accountant, okay, he's dead serious now. You better tell him where the $1 million is or he's gonna kill you right here. Accountant signs to the translator. Okay, I tell you. It's hidden in a briefcase underneath my bed in the home. The mafia boss asks, well, what did he say now? What did he say? Translator say, well, boss, he said, go fuck yourself. What the family? Seriousness is a disease. And laughter is the best medicine. Even if it's very hard, try a little more, just a little more. Abe, thank you. my beloved, I'm so, so happy living at your feet, so happy. It is difficult to express in words what I am feeling. I just want to thank you, and thank you. I love you. Kisses full of love from yours, Tahani. Tahani, you speak English now? No? Huh? But you understand everything, no? Yeah, that's it. Don't need to speak when you understand. P.S. I'm going to Norway, Babaji, for the first time. Yahoo! Tahani, you are in Norway. Yahoo! Yahoo! Hmm? Isn't it far out? Letter to Babaji in the middle of the night. You are not sleeping in the night, Abhi. So. Hey. Yeah, it's good. Beloved Master, finally I am in Norway, in Dharma Mountain, in your Buddha field, in your farm of love. Yes. Many, many good sensations took over my heart since I arrived. I'm feeling so welcomed and totally integrated with the energy of this magical place. Since I bow down at your feet, I have only had joys in my life. It was the right time. Right time, Abhi. Then when the time is right, then everything is totally effortless. No? It's like that. Important decisions have been taken in a way to leave the past and the old and to be open for the new. This path has no return. It's too much fun to any return. That's for sure. I am alert and each time more aware of the traps of the ego and of my reactions when I fall again in these traps. I feel that I can identify them faster and I can also drop them faster. Yes. That is very important because ordinary people don't catch it, no? That's what I mean by being a robot, no? You just do things because it's in the computer. So, more awareness, then you start taking notice. Wow, this happened. Then you start catching it, or something happened, you become aware of it. And then that gap becomes smaller and smaller from when the action was till the understanding happened or the reflection on it. Then the more awareness, it comes so close that you catch it in the action. Then you feel stupid, you are again, you start behaving the same way. Then have courage and stop it and start laughing. Oh my God, no, I'm going in the same trap, ha ha. No, excuse me, I don't want to go there. Huh? That is a great sign when that happens, that you can catch yourself when you're about doing the stupid thing that you always have been done. Huh? You stop yourself. Then the next level is that then you catch when the thought comes in your mind. The thought first comes that I'm going to do something. Then you catch the thought. Then you don't even need to do the action because you catch it before it is action. When the action happens, then already the damage has happened. And when you have caught the thought and you are not a slave of the thought, then you have won the battle. Then the mind can come up with anything, but you don't need to respond to it. Then you are your own master. So whatever the mind comes up, because it has to first come to the mind, that desire, that anger, that projection, first it has to appear in the mind. Then more awareness, more meditativeness, you catch that impulse to do or to say or to act in some way. Then you don't. Then you break the habit. I am more alert and each time more aware of the traps of the ego and my reaction when I fall again in these traps. I feel that I can identify them faster and I can also drop them faster. Yes. I choose the path of joy and conscious happiness, letting go of all the negative things that show up and accepting the things that existence is sending me. In this first week of Mystic Growth, the laughter has been and still is very important to me. I identified in my childhood, in the pre-teenage years, how I used to repress my laughter, which was always easy and spontaneous before. Little by little, I regained the freedom of smiling without wanting to be the funny guy of the group, the guy who is always good in a good mood. This was false without any consistency. Today I feel much more light and loose, free to smile, to cry, to love truly, and I have my heart open for love. You were the one responsible for these changes that processed in my being. Eternal gratitude, beloved Guruji. I will follow you wherever you go and wherever you point the way that I should follow or go. My heart is overflowing with joy and gratitude. This, the path that I'm following is the path of joy, happiness, compassion, and unconditional love to all beings. Yes, very good, Abhi. That's the thing, when you make that clear and you stand up for it and you own it and you surrender to that, then you are safe then. That is, no, this is my decision. I don't want to go on the dark path anymore. I don't want to go on the unconscious path. I want to go in consciousness, in love, in light. That changed everything. You are my guide and my beloved master. Always at your feet with love and much laughter. From your happy and joyful disciple, Abhi. Very good, Abhi. If people could really decide and surrender to that love, to that light, to the master, to consciousness, then things happen very quickly. Because existence itself is always assisting its children. But if you are wishy-washy, then of course it takes a very long time because you haven't stood up for yourself. You haven't stood up for the truth. You haven't devoted yourself to the real. Then the real cannot manifest in you. That is what surrender is. When you have surrender, then that power itself takes over and transforms you. then existence, God itself sees, oh, here is my child. He remembers. He sees. He wants to come home. Then existence is very happy. Come, my child. Like that. The existence can never do anything. It has to wait. Yeah. Mm. Just like a mother whose lost child is gone astray. He has to just wait. Then when you've been lost and you come back, then you will be very, very happy. Very happy. Mm. From your happy and joyful disciple. Yes. Hmm? All disciples should be very happy and joyful if they realize what is happening. No? Hmm? A disciple is one who is ready to leave the unconsciousness. No? He was ready to learn the way of love, of consciousness. No? So any real disciple is very happy when he has found the master. This was the missing now. Then he will learn very quickly. But just because you enjoy so much and you are so happy, I play you a song, okay? You can be quiet in the night, no? In the night you can be quiet, okay? Not now. No, you have to be happy a little bit more, then you can be sad also for a week. Then it's like that, the crazy, no? I have to show you both sides.
Because
Close your eyes. Sit comfortable. And take all that energy, all that happiness inside. Give it to yourself. Letting go of your breath. Of your belly, of your face. Relax your whole body. And just sink deeper and deeper into yourself. Everything open, relaxed, happy, alive. Just being aware of the sounds, my voice, the river, the air around you. May everyone come back to themselves and start living out of your truth, out of your heart. And see that any changes that you want to do, you can do. Be responsible for yourself and stand up for the truth in you. Aum Shanti. Hariyam, Hariyam.
Hariyam, Hariyam, Nirnam.